Good evening, it's Tom Lounges. Thank you for listening to National Public Radio and Lakeshore Public Radio here at 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming at www.lakeshorepublicradio.org. This program is all about music. It's all about the people that make music. And tonight we've got some real fine guests. The Way Down Wanderers are going to wander their way over here, and we're going to connect with them by phone. They are music from the very heartland of America. Some call them bluegrass. Some call them vocal groups. These guys are, well, let's just say they're hard to describe. But they've got roots in so many different genres. We're going to hear some of their music. We're going to talk to two of the lead singers, Austin and Colin. And it's all coming up after your headlines. Stay with us. Good evening, I'm Tom Lounges. It's time for Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. Well, the folks we're going to have on here tonight, Austin and Colin, they are co-founding members of the Way Down Wanderers. They're making their stage debut at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, a venue that we often showcase artists from. These guys hail from the Midwest. They are, in fact, a very pure Americana-style sound. They've got rock and roll in there, a little bit of country, some bluegrass, and, well, they're hard to describe as they blend in mandolins, bass, banjo, fiddle, and seamlessly create a sound all their own. And I know that's easy to say, but these guys definitely do just that. We're going to hear some of their music. We're going to talk to Austin and Colin in just a few minutes. They are also the group's primary songwriters. So let's kick into something off their latest full-length album. They've got a couple of EPs out there, but this is the first full-length. This is off Illusions and a tune called Frozen Through. Way Down Wanderers on Midwest Beat.
I'm running to the river. I gotta get my head clear before long. The headlines on my hangover, I'm making a break forward, I'm moving on. I'm running to the river, I hear the white pines whisper a simple song. They say I gotta consider, there's nothing really out there besides love. I know that time is just a fleeting thing.
Frozen through. Well, that was the case a few weeks ago here in the Midwest, but not so much anymore. We actually hit some decent temperatures this week. Can you imagine a scene without me? I don't know. Jose, can you? I don't know. He says he can. Tom Lounges, this is Midwest Beat, and you just heard some great stuff from a band right out of the Midwest here, a five-piece group from the Heartland called Way Down Wanderers. In fact, they were just on the cover last month of the IE, Illinois Entertainer, an illustrious magazine at one point I scribed for. And we're going to talk to two of the key guys, Austin and Colin, Austin Krause-Thompson and Colin Krause. And guys, are you there?
Yeah, it's great to be here with you guys today. Thanks so much for chatting with us. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. You guys are coming to the Acorn Theater on Friday, May 10th, just a couple weeks down the road. That's an 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central show. So for those that are here in Midwest, Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland, make sure you leave early enough. 7 p.m. is our showtime, but it's 8 p.m. there. I want to find out a little bit more about you guys. You kind of just landed on my radar when I read that IE cover story, and then I got the call from Frank over at the and Rob over at the Acorn saying that you were playing there. Now, you hail from a place, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, a magazine called The Prairie Sun out of Peoria?
I can't say that I remember that, no.
I used to write for that. It was kind of a free monthly musical magazine, and that was back in the late 70s, early 80s. So you guys look pretty young. I didn't think you'd remember it, but I didn't know if it was still around there. And another magazine that's gotten behind you, another one I used to work for back in those days, was Relics Magazine. And I know you know them because they just recently reviewed you very favorably.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we are very familiar with Relics. That's awesome.
Now, let's talk a little bit about how y'all got together. Now, Peoria and the Quad City area in general was extremely musical back in the time when I was running around there. Is it still that way? Because you hail from Peoria for the most part.
Yeah, so Austin and I met in the music scene in Peoria, kind of like the underground music scene. And it was a lot of musicians supporting other musicians. And I'm really happy to say that the music scene in central Illinois, and especially in Peoria and the Quad Cities area, is doing very well. We've got some awesome music series on the riverfront here in Peoria. And, you know, especially in the Quad Cities, we love playing at the River Music Experience in Davenport, for sure. So there's a lot of great bands and great places to play here.
Well, Colin, you and Austin together formed this group, Way Down Wanderers, as I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
How the two of you wind up meeting up?
Colin and myself, actually, we met at a show in Peoria. It was an art gallery show, and we were both just there playing in different bands at the time. And, shortly after, I kind of joined Colin's band in on percussion, and we just grew from there, became fast friends, and, formed a few different groups, went on our first tour together, and then we had the idea to start the Wanderers.
Now, with this group, things seem to be moving pretty quick. You had a couple of EPs, and you had the live album that was out. In fact, we've been playing a song from the Live at the Rock House, your version of Subterranean Homesick Blues with Salt Creek mixed in there. Pretty good stuff that we've been playing here on NPR. Let's talk about this album and how fast it seems to have exploded. I mean, you guys are all over the place. Rolling Stone's calling you a band to watch. Relics and all these other magazines are jumping on saying you got to buy this record, you got to listen to this record. Does it seem it happened fast for you? I know they say there's no such thing as overnight success, but you guys are awful young with only a little bit of traction under your wheels, but you're taking off fast.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think for us, on sort of the band side, it definitely everything has felt like a pretty long process, at least for me. Just in terms of writing the album and going into the studio, finding producer, going through pre-production, all that stuff, it feels like a pretty long process to actually get it to listeners' ears. So once we finally do that, are fortunate enough to get some credible sources reviewing the album and some positive reviews, I really can't tell you how great that feels, truly.
Now, you've been touring a lot. You guys are road dogs, as we like to call them. You've been playing with everybody. When you're not playing with everybody, you're doing shows on your own, headlining smaller and mid-sized venues. How has the road been as far as keeping it all together, and has it worn its welcome out with you yet?
It gets, honestly, over time, it just gets a little easier and easier once you really find your groove with the group. We do about 150 shows a year on average. And, you know, we just find that being out on the road is just one of the best ways to connect with people and just get your music into people's hands. And it's definitely taught us a lot, and I think it's keeping the music coming in a way.
Okay. Is Austin with us?
Yes, this is Austin.
Oh, okay. I thought this was Colin. I'm sorry. I can't distinguish the voices. All right. You guys sound a lot alike. That's it.
Next question. This is Colin speaking. I'll try to clarify who's answering what question.
Okay. Well, this is up to either of you. You both share lead vocals, and John also sings. When it comes to deciding who sings what, you do the harmonies, of course, but there's always a lead. How do you decide who sings which parts and which songs?
This is Colin responding. Yeah, usually it's based on who the writer of the song is. So we do have songs that were co-written, and most of the parts that we sing are the parts that we actually wrote. I kind of feel like, you know, it performs most comfortably that way for us as writers and singers.
All right. Are a lot of them collaborations, or do you bring them in as skeletal independent songs and kind of groove on that together? How does it work? What's the process?
Yeah, Austin speaking. With our first record, a lot of it was just coming from one solitary writer. The song, we bring it to the group, and there'd be a little bit of construction done, but more so on the second record, Illusions, Colin and I got to finish a couple of songs together, and it's been more of a trend lately with our songwriting to just bring it to one another and have them kind of finish the song or just sit down and actually work on it together.
All right. Give me a song. Let's play something of the collaborative nature. What's one off the new album that you like to showcase?
Sure. She's All Right is one that Colin and I got to co-write.
Okay. That's track number 3. Again, we're listening to the new album, Illusions. It's a full-length 11-song album from Way Down Wanderers. We've got Austin and Colin on the phone with us live here at Midwest Beat. Let's check it out. She's All Right.
Well, she's all right, but she don't love me, 'cause she won't try. She won't. She'll treat me kind, as long as I don't find, but she keeps to sleep just fine. Well, I know. In front of my eyes, it's been going down. I don't mind, 'cause I don't.
but she don't love me, cause she won't try.
She won't try.
She's all right.
She's all right, and so's that tune, and so's the album, Illusions. That is Wait on Wanderers, a group that Rolling Stone magazine has said you need to watch for, and I would happen to agree with that. These guys hail from right here in the region, so to speak, the Great Lakes region, out of Peoria, central Illinois area, the Midwest, and they are taking the world by storm. We've got with us here on Midwest Beat, Austin and Colin. They are the primary vocalists, songwriters of the group, but that's developing, as we just learned. I was mistaken. I mentioned, guys, that this was your first full-length album, but you actually had the self-titled debut album that came out before. That was full-length, too, correct?
Yes, that was correct. That that album came out in 2015, self-titled.
I was familiar with the live stuff as I did a little research in the EP and stuff, but I did not realize that you had the full length out, so I do apologize for that.
Oh, no worries. I didn't even pick up on that, to be honest with you.
See, that's how good I am.
Exactly.
I got to ask your thoughts on the styles of music. In the last few years, we've seen an influx of the old-timey instrumentation, the mandolins, the dobros, the fiddles. Nickel Creek, Mumford & Sons, we're probably at the pinpoint of breaking some of those instruments back in. And the Yvette Brothers, Old Crow, you guys, Luminaires. Why do you think the younger generation, millennials, are flocking, if you will, to this old sound? It's refreshing in so many ways because everything became so produced and so processed just a few years back that now we're stripping all that away. And to hear actual musicians playing actual instruments, you know, it's for someone of my age, it's a throwback to where we came from with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and The Band and people like that.
You know, I think you kind of mentioned it yourself. I think people are you know, seeing a lot of this more electronic and more produced music coming out, and this is just such a nice response to that, something a little bit more refreshing and natural. Just something played by human hands is such a unique sound, an important thing to return to, I think.
You know, it's got the elements of bluegrass, but it's not really bluegrass that you guys are doing. Are you familiar, and what are your thoughts with this hybrid term of newgrass? Is that something you embrace?
Yeah, this is Austin. We've definitely always had the idea of kind of stretching, you know, the boundaries from the get-go with the bluegrass and roots music being, you know, the core center of what we're doing. But we've always, you know, loved some of the other bands like, you know, the Avett Brothers, let's say, who are kind of pushing the envelope with on the rock side as well as kind of just doing the song, the singer-songwriter and Americana type thing. With those tools.
Okay. What did you guys, when you were first starting, again, you met when you were very young, you had some earlier bands. What brought you to this style of music? Is this where you started, or were you more into the typical rock band scene? I mean, as young teens getting into music, is this the music that drew you to it, or is this something that developed down the road?
Yeah, so this is Colin speaking. I think it's a little bit of both, I would say. You know, I come from a pretty traditional music background. Like my grandpa played in a folk band that played a lot of Dylan covers and stuff like that. So I was really drawn to acoustic music and bluegrass music sort of, you know, through him and being around that growing up. So I think that definitely had a lot of influence on what styles I brought to the band. But I think Austin has a pretty significant difference in his background than I do.
Austin, let's share some of your background with us.
Yeah, I guess for me, I kind of came into it further down along the road myself. Always loved songwriting on, you know, kind of on keyboard growing up, but I was primarily a drummer and definitely loved, you know, writing poetry or, I guess, spoken word, so to speak. And, yeah, I think I kind of came from the rock world into the folk and Americana world, and Colin definitely brought some more of the, you know, bluegrass experience as well as some of the classical stuff you would play.
Like Colin, are you from a musical family? Is this something in the DNA with you guys?
For me, definitely, yeah. I My sister and I both played violin as a kid, and yeah, my parents dabbled in music a little bit themselves. So, yeah, just going back to my grandpa, he was definitely a big influence on me in helping me really learn to play music.
What about you, Austin? Is this a family thing?
In a way, yeah. I had two older brothers who both, you know, one was a guitarist and a songwriter, and the other one was actually super involved into hip hop. So I guess that kind of transcended in a way through me.
So is the hip hop influence why we hear a little of that bleeding in All My Words?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely have always been a fan of, you know, what rap or hip hop artists can do with, you know, their lyrics and their songwriting.
Is that one that you wrote?
Yeah.
I kind of thought it might be. Let's let's play that one now. This is All My Words. Listen to the style differences that we're going to hear in all the different songs we're playing tonight. You will hear a different sound, a different influence, making it not cookie cutter, making it authentic, original thought processes. And again, this is a tribute to these young artists that are thinking on their feet and creating things that are fresh while borrowing from the past, which is the best way to do things according to, well, a lot of the architects of rock and roll who stole from the blues and folk and everything else. So let's listen to this one. This is All My Words.
To this stranger, to this friend, between us there are fields of no end. Never an easy answer, so don't you cry, my dear. Rolling golden tears, there are not dreams broken or disappeared. Our memories we've forgotten and cleared for us, for our sake, and the time we have left here. I'm losing all my words, well, they were bought for a cost that I just can't pay. For better or for worse, you won't be hurt by the things that say, I know you won't be the first one to say, I'm losing all my words from the page. We might as well burn today. If we were sewn into different clothes, put in each other's roles, would you still be lovable? Well, I suppose that your souls won't walk to me without taking a toll for feeling incomplete. And if the sky has never been great, love, it's because it has never been okay, love. Well, in a care of the nerve, I left it all to chance. Risk brought a smile, it made my heart a dancer. Said I just can't pay. For better or for worse, you won't be hurt by the things that I never did say. I know you won't be the first one to say. I'm losing all my words from the page. We might as well burn today. First there is love, and next the complication. Something with rotten floors, nothing more than complicated. Two parts of sacrifice, candlelight and afterlife. I hope to have it right, after all the laughter died. Third time to be the charm, always up and up in arms. In our ways I'm moving on, nowadays my mood is gone. Four score, and about a day ago I lost all my words. And it hurts just to let you know. I'm losing all my words, well, they were bought for a cause that I just can't pay. For better or for worse, you won't be hurt by the things that I never did say. I know you won't be the first one to say. I'm losing all my words from the page. We might as well burn today.
All My Words. That's new music. Way Down Wanderers, the Illusions album, now in your local stores online and, of course, at their website, which is easy to find, waydownwanderers.com. They've got a store with the earlier album we were talking about, as well as Illusions and some other fun stuff you'll find. Hip-hop working its way into the newgrass, bluegrass, country groove of what they've got going here. Interesting stuff. Will we be hearing more of that influence, guys?
Definitely, yeah. I think we're always looking to just keep growing and mixing it up.
I don't think I've ever heard the hip-hop influence in this style of music, so you're definitely leading the pack on this. And like I said, there's a lot of groups out there that are now embracing a bit of the sound, but that sets you apart, at least with that song. So kudos for you on that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we find that, you know, speaking words instead of having a melody over them can also, you know, lift the song in just kind of an unexpected way that is really effective in getting the message across.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you about the production and the differences between the album. Having not heard the debut album, of course, it was produced by Mike Marsh of the Yvette Brothers. And this one, of course, is produced by Grammy winner David Schiffman, who's worked with just about everybody, including the late, great Johnny Cash. How did you hook up with both of these illustrious guys to produce your music, being a new band?
Yeah, so for our first album, working with Mike, we actually met him at a festival that the Avett Brothers were headlining, the Traverse City Microbrew Fest, right in Traverse City, Michigan. So we were kind of chatting with him backstage, and he watched our set, and I guess he enjoyed it, and he ended up coming out to see us when we played in his hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. So we got to talking at the show, and he mentioned being a producer, so we ended up working with him on our first album and really enjoyed, you know, collaborating with Mike on the first album. And then, yeah, we met David Schiffman just kind of through networking, just via email. We had really liked some of the projects that he'd working on, most recently his work on the Strumbellas' previous album, so we wanted to work with him after hearing what he had done with their album. And, yeah, so here we are.
They're definitely another band to be on the watch for as well.
Absolutely.
So was the connection with Mike what got you on tour with the Yvette Brothers?
We actually have not been on tour with the Yvette Brothers.
I thought you had. I thought you did some dates with them.
I would love to, but we have not, unfortunately, had not had that opportunity.
Okay, well, maybe that opportunity will come knocking.
I hope so.
You're listening to Midwest Beat on Lakeshore Public Radio, streaming worldwide, www.lakeshorepublicradio.org. We are talking with Colin and Austin of the Way Down Wanderers. Bandit originated out of Peoria, Illinois, a little music hub here in central Illinois, Quad City area. And guys, you came from that area, and you recently, as I understand, moved to Chicago proper. How has the move affected the band, and in songwriting, as well as obviously being central now to all the gigs?
Yeah, it was definitely a great move. You know, that was kind of right at the point where we kind of quit all of our day jobs and we really wanted to commit to the music career. So we moved up to the city in 2015, and yeah, at that point we quit our jobs, went on our first West Coast tour, and yeah, we were up there for about 3 to 4 years, and I think it really helped us, you know, immerse ourselves into the Chicago music scene, and it got us into some great clubs. But Colin and myself are actually now back in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some of the band is definitely still up in Chicago. Colin and I, yeah, moved back to Peoria, so him and I are here, and it's also, the songwriting is still going well, for sure.
What prompted the move back?
You know, all of our family lives in Peoria, and just being on the road so much, it was just really nice to be at home and spend time with family when we're not on tour.
All right, very good. I can appreciate that. What's the new show going to be like, the show you're bringing to the Acorn Theater? Obviously, you've got the first self-titled album, you've got the EP stuff out, and you've got a new album to work. You can't play them all, so how are you breaking down the set? How much of the new Illusions album will we be hearing?
We're going to be playing a fair amount of Illusions. So we'll probably be playing at least 10 songs of the album. It'll be a hard choice which ones we don't play, for sure. But, you know, people can definitely expect a very high-energy set. from us. And we, one thing we do with our live show is we try to make a lot of the songs kind of flow together in a way to eliminate some of the silences that you often see at shows. So it's going to be a really, really high energy, fun evening for sure.
So kind of a medley of the songs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll play the complete song, but yeah, we have some cool transitions and some surprises to kind of link them together a little bit.
How has audience response been so far to what you're doing?
Oh, it's been great. One awesome thing that we've seen recently is just people, you know, singing along to songs off the new record out in Colorado and definitely here in Illinois. Recently been seeing, you know, lots of people requesting some new songs, which is a really great thing to feel.
Have you done outside of America yet? Have you toured Europe or down south or Central America at all?
Yes, in 2017, we did the UK, England, and Scotland for about 2 to 3 weeks, and I think we might be heading back sometime soon.
Well, bluegrass-rooted music is rooted, of course, in Celtic music, and it's kind of like the native music of that area. How did they appreciate what you guys have done with the sound?
It was a really successful tour for a first time. It's been really fun to kind of get some emails from people that we met over in Scotland and England requesting us to come back. So we've definitely been working on some plans that we'll be announcing soon about returning to the UK.
With a live show, how much improvisation goes on? You're still, you've been together, the five of you together for quite some time now. Are you able to read each other on stage and go off in your own tangents and then kind of bring it all back home smoothly?
Definitely, yeah. A lot of the transitions and aspects of the show, you know, sometimes we'll kind of come up with ideas right before the show, you know, backstage and stuff. It'll be the first time we've tried something on stage, like different endings. We love to mix up different arrangements of some of our songs. And yeah, we definitely do a lot of sort of ambiguous soloing type stuff like that. We can play off each other and we have alternate endings for different songs in certain situations. We might get a look from our drummer and we'll know, you know, what he wants us to do with the song. So we definitely play off each other a lot.
Okay. Now, how long has this quintet been together? Obviously, you guys have been together a long time. How long since the last member became solid with this group? How long is the history of this group as it is now?
I believe almost 3 years.
Okay. Was Travis the last to join?
Correct.
Okay. All right. With the songwriting, you mentioned that the two of you are collaborating a lot more. Obviously, you live close together now, and I understand you're related, too. You recently, somebody married somebody's in somebody's family? What's that about?
Yes. This is Austin speaking. Myself and Colin's sister got married last August.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Makes it harder sometimes to be in a band with a relative. Now you got to get along.
Luckily, we didn't have too many issues with that before the marriage.
Right.
Because now you're kind of married together. A band is like a marriage. What makes it work for you guys? 3 years together, a lot of time on the road in cramped spaces. How do you make it all cohesive? How do you make it copacetic, if you will, between everyone's individual personalities?
You know, I just think the level of commitment that everyone has to the band and each other sort of brings us all together in a way. We all have the same goals, and with those in mind, I think it becomes a lot easier to work together. We definitely have a deep-rooted friendship before all of the music. I think all of us are such good friends that it makes the whole touring process a lot easier.
All right, let's do the title track, Illusions. Who wrote that, and tell me a little bit about it before we play it.
This is Colin. I wrote the song Illusions. It was a song that I sort of just wrote about my experience just growing up and you know, memories I have from reflecting on childhood experiences.
So this is basically a mirror of growing up in your life as it is so far.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, this is the title track, Illusions. Again, we're talking with the Way Down Wanderers. Colin and Austin are joining us tonight. And they're going to be performing on May 10th at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. And that's being brought to you by Brightside Music. And let's do it. This is Illusions. You're listening to Midwest Beats. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. This is Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, and streaming at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Again, new music from The Way Down Wanderers. That is the title track, Illusions. And as I advised you earlier in the show, you got to listen to each of these songs because they all bring a different sound, a different style, and all created by the same five guys. Young men that are definitely taking the world by storm and have a lot to offer. Illusions. Now, guys, again, joining us, Austin and Colin from the group. That song really is a lot different than anything else on the album. It's got that esoteric dream quality to it, not even in the realm of Newgrass music.
Yeah, definitely that one is a little bit out there for the Wanderers. But yeah, it was kind of a song I was really excited to write and was so excited to kind of play around with some sounds in the studio on that song.
Now, how did the other guys in the band take it when you said, here's this song, and it sounds nothing like what we do? Was there any debate on whether it was the right song for this album?
I don't know. What would you say, Austin?
Yeah, no, honestly, not at all. I think everyone really have really embraced that approach to, you know, what we can do with, you know, the five of us contributing. And yeah, we always try to just take it and run with it as far as we can.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one thing we do is try not to set too many limitations on the music, for sure.
So let the music take you where it will.
Exactly.
And labels and boxes be damned. I like that approach. What's next? This album's been out. It's relatively new, and I know I'm asking a lot to say, well, what's coming up next? I'm sure you're living in the moment at this time. But obviously, to succeed in the music business, you've always got to be thinking ahead. Clearly, you have not boxed yourself in. With the next album, where would you like to see the sound go?
Yeah, that's definitely a good question, and one that we're definitely kind of figuring out right now. You know, although we're certainly enjoying kind of just watching the album, our Illusions kind of be out there in the world. We're definitely writing right now and sort of thinking about what the next steps are for us in recording another album. So I guess we'll kind of see where we're at when we have a little bit more material. But definitely we're excited about kind of expanding on some of the musical changes that we made with this album, Illusions.
What were the biggest changes? Again, I've not heard the first one, although I did hear some of the live recordings you've done, which is a complete different style because you kind of let loose in that. But the first album I'm not familiar with. How did this album differentiate? How did you develop, evolve, change?
Yeah. Well, I think sonically, the second album has a lot more depth. We kind of layered a lot more keyboard on a lot of these tracks. More so than we did the first record. The first record's definitely a little more raw, but it sounds, I think it sounds great. We incorporated a lot more three-part harmonies on the second record as well than we did on our first self-titled. So almost every song on this record has Colin, myself, and John singing. So it kind of really fills out the sound.
Okay. Does John take lead on any of the songs?
I don't think so. Not on this record.
Okay. Now, Austin, Colin, you guys are the primary songwriters at this point. Two albums under your belt. Are we seeing, I know you said you're collaborating more, are we going to see more input from the two Johns and Travis as far as songwriting, or is this pretty much the format that everyone's agreed on?
You know, in terms of the lyrics and the you know, the general melody of the song, I think it works best for Austin and I to write that portion of the music. But, you know, we're always taking a lot of critique and ideas from the other members of the band in the structure and the form of the song and various different musical choices as well.
Okay. With the harmonies and everything, it's probably far-fetched to say there's Beatlesque influences there, but you guys are definitely shaping up to be the Lennon and McCartney of your group. But you hate to see the George Harrisons left out because they often had some great things to add. So I'm glad to hear that you've kept an open mind to everybody in there as well.
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
Speaking of the Beatles and other things, let's talk individually of personal influences. Again, you're both very young. You're at the start of your career, so to speak. As musicians, and even further, as songwriters, who would each of you cite as having been influential in your specific personal evolution?
Yeah, this is Colin speaking. I think, you know, you mentioned the band Nickel Creek earlier. I just, you know, started getting into them when I was about 8 years old. They were a relatively new band at the time, so I was just a huge fan. My parents took me to concerts whenever they came through Peoria. Fortunate enough to see them a couple times, so I was really into that band. Sort of in my teenage years, I loved listening to the Avett Brothers and more bands like that.
See, to me, they're still new bands. You guys grew up with them.
Yeah, that's not to say I don't take, you know, influence from, of course, I love listening to Bob Dylan and a lot of, you know, older folk artists out there, like Tom Paxton, to name another.
Oh.
I love John Prine, you know, artists mm-hmm. like that. So it was really cool. We were at Folk Alliance in Canada, and I actually got to meet Tom Paxton just in an elevator. So that was a pretty cool little thing there.
Yeah, he's an incredible guy. I saw him at the Old Town School of Folk Music with Janis Ian on a double headline bill a couple years back. Got a chance to have them on the show.
Oh, wow.
Amazing folks, and I'm dying to get John Prine on one of these days.
Absolutely.
Still going strong after all these years, after all the health issues, and he's put out some of the best music of his career recently.
Absolutely. He's just an incredible artist.
So as songwriters, who would you say primarily influenced you? I know as a journalist, when I first started writing reviews and doing interviews, I mean, of course, we pick our favorites that we tend to agree with and we like their style and we kind of emulate them and then we grow off into our own branches. But who would you say you emulated when you first sat down to write songs? And are you still playing any of those very early songs that you wrote as teenagers?
You know, I think around the time we were beginning to write for The Wait on Wanderers, I was definitely listening to lots of The Tallest Man on Earth. You know, Paul McCartney is definitely an influence, mm-hmm. Of course, as well as Dylan. But yeah, I mean, that's a tough one to answer.
Yeah, we every once in a while we like to pull out some of the really older Wanderers material. We try to kind of take a new spin on it, though. If we play something older, we like to make it a little bit different and sort of change some aspect of the song if we're going to play it for a new audience.
Okay. You were talking about some of the song influences when we were talking about Illusions and All My Words. When you write, is everything for the most part drawn from personal experiences, or do you let your mind wander, if you will pardon the pun, and embrace fiction and fantasy in any way with some of these songs?
Yeah, Austin here. Definitely mostly from, you know, a personal experience or, you know, a closely related experience from, you know, a family member or a friend. Typically, I want to say everything is pretty much based off that. Colin might have a different answer, but
no, I would agree with Austin there, certainly.
Okay. Let's do a final song, and then we'll be back to say goodbye. How about Moonglow Carolina?
That sounds great.
Love that song. Let's do that one. We'll be back to say goodbye with the guys. This is Wait on Wanderers, a final time on Midwest Beat.
There's a moon glow in Carolina. that'll shine on you. Headlong to the heartland at the Blue Ridge before dawn. Another ticket into the turnstile, bit of grass onto the lawn. There's a white line to the right side, living forever long. But some things will never outgrow the cage. Sometimes puddles become the ponds. Looking like a graveyard, and it feels like a fence sometimes. From the red barns off the roadside, I hope they never say die. I've been to the wishing well a handful of times, leaving dreams for the dandelions. You know, if it's the last thing I'll do, I'll backtrack to you to show you something true. 'Cause we're soon to be old, searching for a new. There's a moon. Someday to find ya, I'm a song upon your winter green. When birds become the backbeat, I'll be feeling torn and needing more than suburbs in the back streets. You know, if it's the last thing I'll do, I'll backtrack to you to show you something true. To show you something true, 'cause we're soon to be old, searching for a new. There's a moon glow in Carolina, dying to shine on you.
Moonglow Carolina, what a beautiful song. My favorite off the album right now, but you see, that tends to change. When you have a great album and you listen to it over and over, different songs emerge as favorites like every other day. So that's my current one today, Moonglow Carolina. Way Down Wanders, Illusions is the album. They're going to be performing Friday, May 10th at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. 8 p.m. is Eastern Time show. If you're in Michigan, if you're coming from here in Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland, the showtime is 7 p.m. Remember, there is an hour difference. You don't want to be late, because I don't think there's an opening act, is there, guys?
I don't believe so.
All right. We've been talking with Austin and Colin from Way Down Wanders, and as we get ready to say goodbye, is there anything we haven't touched on? Any final comments or thoughts you'd like to share?
No, just that, you know, we are so excited to be coming to Three Oaks for our debut at the Acorn Theater, and yeah, we really hope to see some folks from all over making their way out to the show.
Are you going to be doing any shows in Chicago while you're in this area?
We do not have any planned as of right now, but we are, you know, playing at Bell's Brewing Company, I think around the time of that show, actually. So
okay.
I'm not exactly sure when that is, but we are playing in the area for sure.
All right. And all your dates and all the information folks need can be found at the waydownwanders.com website, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I thank you very much. I think we will leave as we started on a musical note. How about Old Ford as we say goodbye?
That sounds perfect, as it's the last track of the album. How fitting.
That's true. It is. All right. Let's all climb into the Old Ford and hit the road. Gentlemen, safe travels, and we'll see you at the Acorn Theater.
Thanks so much.
All right. Austin and Colin, our guests tonight on Midwest Beat, the Way Down Wanders. Keep up with them at waydownwanders.com. Here's the Old Ford. Adios, everybody. I'm Lounges. I'm hitting the road myself. Bye-bye.
I know we
your heart is and mine has always been with you. With you, it's been the hardest, it's like a harvest, without a doubt, a drought too. From you, I heard a promise back in August when you said we'd be found. You left me dead in the ground and then you skipped town. I bet you're eating your words now. We're through all this and all the hard hits. My heart, it gets still. But I forgive you, my friend, as you begin to hold your own. Say hello to a long time. I'm saying goodbye, cause life ain't long enough. If I could take the days gone by, I'd hold on, but before long they turn to dust. Last than a landslide, ride or die, but the road's never long enough. Take a look at a long time, it's for the goodbyes. I hope that I learned to adjust. First to learn it all the same. Ain't a thing that I want more than that old Ford going toward that reservoir. We ran through those fields, we had no fears. For years we built our